to the Elimination Season 4, can you believe it? Funny people are going head to head, and here's your host, Bob. I digress.
Welcome everybody to Elimination, the final episode of Round 1, Season 4. Would you Adam and Eve it? I'm Bob, your host of Elimination, here with my dad Dave.
Hello.
And cousin Pauline.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you was a bit late today, weren't you?
Oh, I don't like being late.
No.
How late was I in the end?
About 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
A good 12 minutes.
Shocking.
No, you know me, I don't like being late.
No, we know you.
Yeah, we know you. I don't know about that.
I've got a story to put right, Bob. I told a story in the last episode, or the episode before, I can't remember what one, but I got my facts a bit wrong. I did have all the facts.
I'm going to play the F-A-C-T backwards now.
It's about Bob Bob.
Bob Bob?
Bob Bob.
Bob Bob was the dog that got run over.
Oh,
that was his name.
That
Bob
was his
Bob.
Name. Bob. Oh, he's named after him.
He's twice as good as you.
Yeah, so good.
Now, I said that he was my Uncle Fred's dog and he got run over and he had a heart attack. That's not strictly true. He was my granddad's dog.
Right.
Who had a cobbler's shop in East Dulwich. He had all the shoes in racks and that, you know, all the polishing gear and all that.
Old school.
Had a real smell to it. I used to like going there because my dad used to say, come on, the old man will give you a shilling. And he always
said,
he's just leaving. He'd go open the till up and give you a shilling, like, you know, which is a whole pocket money for a week. So it's worth going.
Nice.
Anyway, they had a black Labrador called Bob Bob.
Oh, I love that. I think that's so cute.
And like everyone did back in them days, you talk about, I don't know when this was, whether it was sort of late 40s, early 50s or early 60s, but you let the dog out. You just let the dog out.
Who let the dog out?
Just let the dog out?
Yeah, you just let the dog out.
Yeah,
just open the door, let
just
it go.
Yeah. Always you said, when
I was a kid playing football, you used to go, dog, dog.
Just pick the ball up.
Lord, drug it all, you get the ball up quick.
No, I'm scared it wouldn't not come back.
No, it's all about, they always come back. Food, didn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, that's what, there was dogs roaming around all the time when I was a kid. Yeah, it's only sort of like in the 70s it sort of stopped.
Well, there was the 90s we still had,
the
90s we still had.
The 60s they were, you couldn't go 5 minutes without seeing a dog walk by.
Or it's a couple of dogs fighting. Or taking itself for a walk.
Bowl of hat on. Morning, morning.
Anyway, granddad let Bob Bob out and poor old Bob Bob got run over and killed.
Oh, Bob Bob.
And someone come running into the shop and said, I think your dog's been run over and killed. So the old man must have said to Fred, who was his son, can you go and sort it out? Like, so Fred had to go and sort of scrape him up off the road and carry him home.
Geez.
I don't know if they buried him in the garden or what they'd done with him, but
I bet they threw him in the canal and he just bob about.
Oh, for God.
That's a sad story
really
to start with.
Well, yeah, but I thought I'd put the record straight.
Poor old Bob Bob. We were thinking of you.
Because my sister Yvonne is the family historian.
Good word.
She knows all the stories and what year they were born and the family tree and all that sort of stuff.
She really does with the family
good
tree.
Memory.
She's gone right back, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I like all that.
Yeah. Well, I like it when somebody else does it and then just lets me know.
I don't want to do it myself.
Yeah.
But when I'm shown it, I'm interested.
Because you're
like
a lazy cow, yeah.
No, it's just hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yvonne loves it though, doesn't she? Yeah. Hello, Yvonne. She's probably listening. This is the final one of round two. Round one, or almost in round two. How do you think the round one's gone?
Some shocks. I still can't get over really thoroughly. I'm still in shock. Shall I do the gun for this match?
Yeah, I'm just.
I've been quite pleased with it, actually.
Yeah, it's been a few games.
It took a while, though, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Took longer than we thought it would.
Oh, yeah. It's taken a while.
Yeah.
How long have we been going now?
About 10 years, I think.
So this episode's draw is Joe Wilkinson and Catherine Ryan.
Which must be our most up to date match.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah. And they definitely know each other.
Yeah.
I wonder if you ask them who they'd vote for.
They vote for themselves, don't they?
Go on, Dave, give us some gum.
Right, Joe Wilkinson is a 47-year-old English comedian, actor and screenwriter. He began his comedy career in 2004. He has appeared in TV programmes like Live at the Apollo and Live at the Electric. He began appearing on 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown in 2012. In 2019, Wilkinson won a celebrity version of the Great British Bake Off. And he's up against Catherine Ryan, who is a 39-year-old Canadian comedian. Can't say comedian anymore, can you? But you can't help it, it's just my head. Comedian.
Can't help it, it's my head.
Writer, presenter and actress. She has appeared on many British panel shows, including 8 out of 10 Cats, Never Mind the Buzzcocks, A League of Their Own, QI and Have I Got News For You. She is also a successful stand-up comedian and has appeared on BBC's Live at the Apollo.
Now, I feel like these are two people who have got a clear defining line. For me, Joe Wilkinson is at his best when he's being sort of prompted and not prompted, but like off the cuff.
Yeah, he bounces like, off of people.
Eight out of 10 Cats Taskmaster, yeah. Absolutely prime Joe Wilkinson. Whereas his stand up is it was okay. Whereas Catherine Ryan, I feel like on panel shows and stuff, she's not as good.
She goes a bit quieter, don't she?
Yeah, and her stand up is really good. So
she's very confident, isn't she?
Oh, God, yeah.
I love that about her. I love that she's Canadian. I love her accent.
Did you see the Louis Theroux interview with her?
No.
Oh, she's had such a varied life, really has. She worked at Hooters.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah.
And she used to say that she used to tell her manager she wants to go home early. And so she would offer something to him so that she could go. So he was like, yeah, go on in. And something happened and she got to go home early. It's like, she's such a...
I might try that at work.
But it was so, yeah, I mean, she's such a... I didn't know any of that stuff about her. So when she was talking about her life... And
I don't know why that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I don't know. And there's a bit with Ramesh Ranganathan when they're sitting in a cafe in some programme and they're chatting about what they've done. And she said, oh, I've been to the Playboy Mansion. And he was like, what? So she took out a photo of her at the Playboy Mansion. He's like, what? How does...
Yeah.
It just seems like these things sort of just happen to
her. Do you think she could... In looks-wise, she grew up to look like Joan Rivers.
Oh, yes.
Quite possibly,
she does,
yeah.
She does.
You said she was her grandma, you believe it, wouldn't you? I mean,
yeah,
she does.
Totally. She does resemble her.
I think she's quite attractive, actually.
Very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did the...
But two kids now, hasn't she? She's just not like...
Yeah, that's
one,
right, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only one.
Oh. Might have
she was good on that, Who Do You Think You Are?
I don't watch that.
Oh, it's a good programme, though. You should give it a go. She was good on that.
Not talking of
that's
family trees.
That's a good one with Romish. Did you watch Who Do You Think They Are with Romish and Rob?
No, I don't do Romish and Romanath.
Romish Ranganathan.
Yeah, it was really good. And the Alison Hammond one.
I'm not over keen on him.
Well, family
trees. I like that programme. I've not seen loads of him, but I do like him. But the other bloke, Joe
Wilkinson.
I love the don't smile, dryness, just telling a story, not laughing when everyone's in hysterics. I love that.
There was
that makes me laugh.
One of the highlights of, you probably never watched it, but the Ricky Gervais thing, Derek. Did you ever watch that in the care home?
Oh, I have heard of it, but
yeah.
I'm not.
Well, there was a character in that. It's a guy who's quite crude and drinks beer and looks up people's skirts and things like that. Real horrible.
Nice bloke.
Yeah, and
so I've got a decent bloke.
Yeah, and then his brother is coming to visit, and they're like, and he turns up and it's Joe Wilkinson, and he's worse than the guy. They thought he was bad.
Yeah.
He turns up and he's like, he spills beer on the carpet and just sucks it off the carpet. Oh. And be like, oh my God, he's the good one. We've got the good one. Like, how is that? But I've seen Joe Wilkinson in loads of stuff. He was in Him and Her, a sitcom called Him and Her. And he's like the weird neighbour. And there is one point where
he's always going to be the weird.
Yeah, of course he is. Of course he is. And he knocks on the door and they open it and he shaved his beard and hair off. He looks so bizarre. He looks really...
I was just about to say, have you ever seen him? About
he looks
beard?
Really weird. I'll see if I can get a picture just
that
to get your
like
reaction.
That would be like you without no beard.
I look like an egg. It's terrible. Yeah. I do. Because remember when I went to Portugal to film that advert?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was another guy with a ginger beard, and they said, can one of you shave your beards off because you look a bit too similar.
Why didn't you say, were you going to have to do that?
No, because he said, I'm doing a stage show. I don't usually have a beard. I'm growing it for that. So I was like, yeah, go on then. And they was going to pay for it, you know, the hot shaving. Yeah, yeah. God, man. I was just an egg. Just an egg.
So when you looked in the mirror.
I was like, oh, my God. I sent a picture to.
Bless you. Bless you.
A sunburnt egg.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Oh, it was, yeah.
Heart boiled.
But even at that point, Vicky was like, don't ever shave your beard off again. I have shaved.
Shall I marry him? Sure.
Oh, keep the beard, yes, and without the beard, no. Yeah, on the
yeah. Susie's though. The opposite. She really, really wishes Chris would shave it off, but he won't.
Oh, I was watching. I was going to say The Last of Us, but you haven't watched it, have you? So no. I'm not going to spoil it. But we'll talk about that later on.
The Last of Us. I am watching that. I'm third episode in.
Yeah, I think I'm six now.
I've only watched the first one.
It's definitely good. It gives me vibes of the early Walking Dead. And I'm hoping it don't go down that route.
I was going to say, we don't want it ending up like that.
Yeah. But
what are you doing?
I'm just Googling Joe Wilkinson, just for your benefit. Yeah. Just so that they...
His greatest thing ever was the potato in the hole.
Yeah,
title. He'll never.
Have you seen that, Paul?
No.
He'll never get better than that.
No, he.
You're gonna have to explain that because I don't.
Yeah, so
you should. What now?
No. But the task is.
Will you show it?
Yeah, yeah.
While we have lunch.
Yeah, but for the listeners as well, if you don't watch Taskmaster,
well, don't tell me too much of it.
Well, no, it's literally what Dave said.
Move on.
We'll move on. Okay, fair enough. Joe Wilkinson is a bit, he's like you say, he sort of started in 2004, but his stand up is very Jack D kind of very. Oh gosh,
well,
can't
that's
be
because
can't
I don't really
asked.
Like Jack D.
I'm not ever keen on Jack D.
Yeah. I like Joe.
It was original. When
he tried
Jack
to be Les Dawson, didn't he? Jack D.
Does he?
Les Dawson does the piano, didn't he? The
attitude. Yeah, but what he does, he's very dual delivery. But Les Dawson's a lot funnier than Jack D.
Oh, I like Les Dawson.
Yeah, classic.
Are you looking for him without a beard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, this is terrible podcasting. Mm. Talk amongst yourselves. I just want you to see it because he looks so weird. It's not a very clear picture, but that's it there.
I don't even know.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's horrible.
Google Joe Wilkinson.
He doesn't look nothing like him.
Him and Her. Him and Her is actually a really good sitcom.
Yeah, creepy, yeah.
Yeah, well, that is right. Him and Her is it's a sitcom with that guy in it. You know,
Toby Thingy Bob.
Toby something.
He was in he was in the house where one was a vampire, one was a werewolf, and one was a ghost.
I've no idea what you're talking about. You having a stroke, Dave?
No, there was a program with him. He was the werewolf, the girl was the ghost, and another bloke was a vampire.
So weren't one of your
And the
dreams?
Bloke was the vampire, was the one who later on went into that Anedian line and turned all the girls' heads. You know, the one who became a bit of a star with the body on BBC. Anyway.
Nobody knows what he's talking about.
Human something, it was called?
Human
program, it was. I can't believe you didn't watch that. It's right up your street.
I don't really do mystical
creatures. No, this was I don't know, it was almost like Spaced. It was that, not a comedy, but it was sort of comedy drama, I think. Oh, blimey, it's a good programme it was.
Oh, we'll have to...
Is this a long time ago?
Feels like it.
About 8 years ago.
Oh.
Approx. That's a good programme. Anyway,
I don't know
about
that.
You'd obviously never
missed out on that. So if you Google Joe Wilkinson, him and her, and scroll down to the picture.
Very nice.
No, you can understand why he's got a beard now.
Yeah, definitely.
But he does do that really well, like that kind of lazy. On 8 out of 10 cats, because they.
Oh, it's so funny.
Because they sacked him and then he turns up, doesn't he? But
naked.
Yeah.
Like a date, hide that under. Flat skin, find it.
Him and Rachel Riley is such a mismatch.
She's so pretty, isn't she?
Well, compared to him, yeah.
Yeah, I've gone off her a bit though. She's, I don't know, she's gone too sort of. Plus, he's a Man United fan, which don't help.
Who is?
Oh, they won last night, didn't they?
Yesterday afternoon, actually.
Was it yesterday afternoon?
I've no idea. Do you want to do a question?
Yeah, do a question.
Should we do a question?
Oh, you're doing it, aren't you?
Oh, well, she's done it. She's done it every time. No, I don't want to do it now. Oh, it's a long
one. Oh, what decade do you think had the best sense of style?
Definitely
and
not the 70s.
What decade didn't?
70s was the worst.
Oh, but it's fun, though.
With all the flares and the bright colours and the space suits and stuff.
Space
suits? Yeah, the 80s shell suits weren't great.
No.
Early 90s, I had a shell suit. I had a shell suit.
That was comfortable.
Very flammable.
In the 60s, you had all the flower power stuff, didn't you? All the flowery shirts
and stuff.
That's
quite fun, though.
Yeah. I suppose it's good and bad in each decade. The noughts, the tens, and now. Well, I don't know. There's no fashion. There's no. Anyway, it goes. No. Like you think of 70s flares, you think of the 2010s, you don't really think of anything. I suppose somebody in fashion would.
Well, it just comes back around, doesn't it?
Is it just where we're
the same stuff. Yeah, I mean, in the 90s, you had sort of puffer coats and. I mean, you had. Coats
and. Them trousers, what are they called? Cargo, you know, pockets on the side. Like
oh,
the
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
Were huge. That's I right. had pairs of them. Oh, I love mine.
And did you ever have them jogging bottoms with, like, the poppers on the side?
So no, you could, but I do remember it.
Almost
I think
like
recess,
full Monty kind of thing, but they were good for football training. Yeah, I think.
I used to like the old, in the 70s, the Oxford bags. The really baggy trousers all the way down. They're really comfortable. Yeah. With your tank top.
I do like, I'm not a person that wears dresses, don't like dresses, don't feel comfortable in a dress, but I do love the old days where all the women, is it the 50s?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they look
so. Darling Butter May dresses.
Yeah.
The flowers.
So
oh, yeah,
pretty.
Yeah.
They were, every woman looked feminine, didn't they? It's really,
yeah,
I do
I
like
that's
that.
Great.
There's a lady at my work who when she comes in, she buys vintage dresses. And she's always got a vintage dress
it's
on, and
so
she looks
nice.
Like that sort of time. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she said, "I do it because I like the fashion, but also because there's you're not going to see somebody else with this dress in this office. There's like tons of women walking around in office gear.
I think it looks really nice. And with the hair with that like roll bit and red lipstick. Oh, it's just
mind
nice.
You, the stuff in the 40s looks really cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like all
when
the
you see old, the old 40s films and that, you know.
And all the men looked really smart.
Well, you got the family house, and the dad's sitting there in his suit, isn't he?
Well, dad's got a photo.
They're in the paper.
But dad's got a photo where he's at the beach with his brothers, and they've got suits on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that all about?
It's crazy, isn't it, really, when you think about it? It'd be boiling hot.
Who goes to the beach in a suit?
It's like the old...
Just go down the beach.
It's a bit I don't suppose they had sort of T-shirts and they just rolled up their sleeves, didn't they? It wasn't...
Yeah. When I said to Dad, he goes, well, that was just 80
with four knots on their head. Well, what about the fashion industry, though? That's just one big con,
oh,
isn't
it's
it?
Just, I just
it's rubbish, isn't it?
Around it, really.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
I think so.
Some of these shows, I mean, they're just nonsense.
They walk down that catwalk and you just think, what the hell with this... Well, the most... Peacock hanging from there.
Yeah.
I remember when Vivian Westwood first came along and she was on a programme with Sue Lawley and she was interviewing her and suddenly every now and again they'd bring out someone in one of her creations and when every time someone came out the audience were laughing their heads off.
Mind you,
she
was
got
huge,
the right
up. She, Vivian Westwood.
Well, if you're not going to continue laughing, I'm not going to carry on. And Sue Lawley's trying to go, now come on. Bring the next one. I'm not everyone didn't fall off their chairs again. It was absolute crap.
But then that's what it is. In the real world, if you've got an audience of real world people, normal people who are not in that industry and they're looking at it, you see all the comments on Facebook. They, you know, people saying that, oh yeah, I can see me walking down the high street in that tomorrow, you know. And all that. But when you're in that, it's kind of like what we've said about like Madonna and people like that. You're just surrounded by people saying, oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that's brilliant. You're wonderful. You know, that was great. That video you made, that, this, that, and the other. And in the real world, everyone's just sort of, you're just a joke.
Madonna's, she's the one who's turned into a cabbage patch doll, isn't it?
Yeah, the one who looks like she's...
Oh, I couldn't believe it when I saw her.
She looks like she's going broken the speed of sound.
Yeah. I used to love Madonna. I went to her concert at Wembley. I was right at the front. She was so good. Well, she was late.
What era was that?
She was late.
She was really late. That was about 2010.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and she'd done all her old stuff and now stuff. And she was so, so, so good.
Do you remember at Eurovision?
Oh,
she was terrible, wasn't she?
I've no idea what even
she was.
A guest star
on Eurovision. That's coming up. We'll have to have a Eurovision night.
Eurovision? That's
probably March, April, something like that.
Les Suisses Nupois.
It's in Liverpool, isn't it, this year?
Liverpool. Yeah, it's in this country because Ukraine won and they can't have it there. I hope they don't let them win again because it makes it stupid, doesn't it? I mean, they let them win.
I understand last time, but we don't need to do that again.
No.
Well, it doesn't.
What about punk? What did you think of that? Did you ever Mohican
it was dance? No, I didn't know, but it was so short, wasn't it? It was gone, just a couple of years, it was gone. Yeah. I never really got the American punk. To me, the Ramones weren't punk. Sex Pistols was punk, you know, spitting at the audience and...
Smashing stuff up.
Safety pins for earrings and stuff. Yeah. The Ramones is just like a rock band to me. Sex Pistols, The Damned.
Clash,
Stranglers.
The Jam.
Yeah, a bit of Ian Dury. Yeah, well, the Jam were, they sort of come on just after. But yeah, it didn't last long. But it's good because it kicked all the disco shit out, didn't it?
The disco shit?
We had all the disco, the hustle and all that.
Good hustle.
And it came along and it sort of blew all them out of the water. And sort of,
oh, no, I do like a bit of disco.
It cleared the decks. And then once disco was gone, we said to the punks, oh, you can go now. We have the new romantics in. Yeah. And then you had your Duran's and all that.
So there's a path, isn't there? Like,
yeah, you got the 60s Beatles Stones.
Yeah.
And then they're
going to be together.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, no, Paul McCartney's going to play bass on one of their songs.
Yeah, they're going to perform together.
They're not going to perform.
No, not perform, but they're going to make a.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And A Hard Day's Night was on the other day.
That's right.
BBC. Yeah, yeah. I watched a little bit of it. Yeah.
I want help to be honest. I ain't seen that for about 30 years. Anyway, get back to the timeline as I see it.
Yeah.
Only in the UK. I don't know. America might be different. But in the UK, yeah, in the 50s, you had like Elvis and all the doo-dops. Then Elvis went soft and you had all the Bobbies.
Yeah.
You know.
Valentine.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Pat Boone and all that crowd. Yeah. Then the B groups come along, Beatles first of all, then Stones. They blew all them away. And then you had Motown come in as well.
Oh, I love Motown.
Then you got in a sort of flower power, late 60s. And then the Beatles split up. And then you had a bit of glam rock with Slade and T-Rex.
Yeah.
That was the best time for Top of the Pops. That was when Top of the Pops was its most fun, when they mud and all that crowd. And then you moved along.
That's right.
You had the dance stuff come along, disco and all that. And then when that went, the punk thing came along. Then when that went, it didn't last long. You had the new romantics, you know, Visage and Duran Duran and all that crowd.
Is that Spandau Ballet?
Yeah, OMD.
What about the Mods? When did that come out?
Oh, that was 60s.
Oh, okay.
60s.
Oh, that's okay.
That was the Who and the Kinks and all that.
Right, thing. Okay.
And then in the 80s, and then you sort of lost it then. It just went...
You had Wham!
Yeah, you went to your Wham. Well, I'll count that in the Duran Duran and all that because they were part of that. And then it sort of went into a real lull.
And then the 90s.
Then Britpop came along in the 90s. There was other little bits going on. You had your singers the late 80s, your Luther Vandrosses and Teddy Prendergast and all that.
And then you had Nirvana and stuff like that as well come along.
That was nice.
Is that grime? Is that...
But that was American. But they were bigger in America than they were here, even though they had Nevermind albums sold.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was it. And the 2000s, forget it.
So from 2000 up.
And now we've got Ed Sheeran and Adele.
Sam Smith.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Dead on his arse.
Yeah.
So I do like Adele.
So who's about at the moment? I don't really...
Adele and Ed Sheeran.
That wasn't a joke.
Loads of rappers.
Right, okay, right. But the rappers are different to the ones...
Billie Eilish.
Eyelash?
Extended.
Quite big. I suppose Coldplay is still there a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah. Foo Fighters, good.
I do like Miley Cyrus's song at the moment, Flowers.
I don't listen to them. Is it? I'll bring you flowers in the pouring rain.
For God's sake. Generations will never get back together.
Oh, wouldn't it?
I don't think so.
How weird is this? We were talking about this down in Hastings, me and my brother, whether they get back together. And if they did another concert, Chris reckons it would sell out a million times over. It'd fill Wembley for days.
Well, yeah, I mean, same as when Led Zeppelin done that one concert. It sold out the whole thing in seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if Roger Waters and Dave Gilmour of Pink Floyd made up, which they never will, but it's so crazy, isn't it? They've got this fantastic thing.
Yeah.
And they just tore it
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, but, you, I mean, Noel Gallagher and Liam, I understand that. Because if you're Noel Gallagher...
I'm definitely in the Noel Gallagher camp.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everyone is, isn't they? Everyone except Liam.
Yeah. but, yeah, I just feel like they... They had a good thing, and you're spoiling it. You're spoiling it by being a knobhead.
They had a chance to make it bigger than America, didn't they?
And you're just you're spoiling it. Yeah, we could have been.
Does he really need him?
No, he don't. Well, High Flying Birds, their tunes are banging. And they've got the Oasis vibe, but still good. Liam Gallagher's ones are.
You say that, Bob, but everyone, not even Oasis fans knew all the Oasis songs. They don't know the High Flying Birds songs, do they?
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying...
I love Oasis, but I don't know their songs.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're just as good, but if you're a fan of Oasis, you get your dosage of Oasis if you listen to Noel Gallagher's Flying Birds.
But I listened to a couple of them BDI things, and they're very poor songs.
Yeah, but I mean...
There's nothing to them.
Liam Gallagher's last...
He thinks he's great, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, but again, surrounded by people going, oh, you're great, you're good. Mm. Yeah.
So if they did do, right, we're going to get back together, do a concert, would you want to go?
No.
Oh, my God, I would. Would you, no. Dave?
I just buy a DVD of it or something.
I'm never travelling around again.
The documentary they did was good, Supersonic. Did you watch that? No. That's really good because it takes you all through their sort of when they got discovered and going through all the way to the end. And they talk to them about sort of like when they filmed videos and how they did it and when they got in trouble. And, you know, it's really good, really good.
I think we're discussing this, the brother syndrome in my other podcast. There's so many. Ray Davies and Dave Davies out of the Kinks, they come to the fist fights, they did. He was the guitarist and one was the singer. It's a similar thing because Ray Davies was the main, like Noel Gallagher, and the other bloke was just the guitarist. Good guitarist, but he could have got another guitarist in. But they used to have fights and not talk. The Everly Brothers, they didn't speak for donkey's years.
Didn't your two? Your two as well? Bros.
Oh, yeah, they had it. But fine now. That didn't go on and on and on.
Yeah, just...
But it was the Craig. Craig left, didn't he? He weren't a brother.
Yeah, he got made millions out of it, though, didn't he, in the settlement? There's another pair of brothers. Oh, the Loughlers. Mark Loughler.
Oh, yeah,
His brother was in Dire Straits. Well, that was a mismatch, wasn't it? Because Mark Loughler was Dire Straits. I mean, it's just crazy.
But you just feel like...
Why don't they just get on?
Yeah, I mean, you would say that, but it's like if you want to... Say we did this podcast with Michael the whole time. Paulie never arrived. We never invited her in. And we've got something really good, I feel like. And he would not be here and sort of take that away from us. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I feel like when there's a lot of money involved and a lot of, you know, fans and things like that, there's a lot more involved in it. There's a lot more people to let down. And
you know, but you've only got to see...
I mean, that America thing was ridiculous. Unplugged thing.
Just on the verge, I mean.
Yeah.
And then he buggers off. But you've only got to see him to know he's the nutcase, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because when you look at their story, Noel Gallagher was the quiet one in his room with his guitar, never performed in front of anyone, and Liam Gallagher was the one going, singing songs, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, Liam Gallagher's in a band, and Noel Gallagher's like, hold on a sec, I can play the guitar now. If he's in a band, I can do it. And then he goes on to form Oasis. And
I always remember he was on a chat show, I don't know if it's Jonathan Ross. He was on a chat show with Matt Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt Lucas was saying about a story about when he He said, actually, we've met before. He goes, no, we ain't, mate.
You said, yeah. You said this story.
And he
before,
said,
yeah.
like, you know, yeah. And he told the whole story. But, no, it wasn't me, mate. But, you know, it's not him. I mean, in the end, Matt Lucas just sort of gave up. Because he got a bit aggressive, like old Gallagher. Like he's going to go and thump him.
But then that's what you, I think that's what you get, you know. It's even some of the things he does on stage as well, like that. I remember once watching sort of like a thing, an Oasis performance, and he had the tambourine on his head and just, I don't know, just, he annoyed me. Just
he's a knob, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is a knob. And
but I do like watching him. Do you not at all?
Again,
well, you did, Bob, didn't you? Cause you
like oh, as Oasis, yeah. I'm not interviews and stuff. I don't, yeah. But as the band,
I don't see him as this. He seems to think he's the greatest front man ever, and he is. I mean,
no,
he's just a front man that really lucky to be in his talented brother's band. I mean, yeah, he's lucky stars.
Who do you think is the greatest front man ever?
Has he got to be in a band?
No, just who? No.
Dave Grohl's pretty good.
Well, he's not practically a drummer, aren't
they? Who the bloody hell's he?
Foo Fighters.
He's not a front man, is he? Plays good. He don't stand up the front on his own. Yeah. Well, so he's just all about the Mick Jagger type.
Mick Jagger, you know, the lead, the front.
Well,
Elvis must be up there, mustn't he?
Do you know what?
Can't be many. A front man for me is a band. Yeah, you know, you can't say. You know, Ginger Spice from the Spice Girls. You know, it has to be.
No, that's what he's talking about. Like Bono, yeah, Mick Jagger, Brian Ferry, David Bell. Yeah. You're talking about the bloke who stands up there the with the band behind him.
Yeah, who do you think is the best front?
Ollie Murs. I don't know. That is a very good question.
A lot of people would say Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah. He was good. He was a proper entertainer.
Oh, he had the audience in the palm of his hand.
Just depressed me singing that.
The other thing as well, where when he used to do the noise.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
Especially at Wembley Stadium.
He had him in the palm of his hand.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah. But then what he was doing, singing, and now I'm just not into it.
Well, there's some weirdo on the stage.
Yeah. Well, I remember on holiday when I did Minnie the Moocher, everyone joined in, didn't they?
Yeah. What about George Michael?
I love George Michael so much. He's one of my all-time...
They've done one of them Prince Trust things where all the stars used to get together.
Yeah.
And Paul Young sung this song, one of his hits. And then George Michael turned up late because he already had a gig somewhere and he turned up late. And the only song him and the band knew was this same song that Paul Young sang. So him and Paul Young come out and sang together, and George Michael had such much better voice than him.
He
really
amazing.
Showed him up, like, you know.
I'll tell you who I've seen live who I was really impressed with. First one is Eurythmics lady.
Oh, yeah.
Annie Lennox. Yeah.
What about Mick Hucknall?
Yeah, well, that was my second one. Yeah,
I thought it might be.
Yeah. them two. I mean, you expect them to...
I'd love to see
when somebody sounds exactly like they do on the CD or, you know, whatever you're listening to, it just blows my mind.
What about Rod Stewart?
I've never been into him, and he can't sing a note now, can he?
He creeps me out.
He does all that sexy stuff still, and he's like 110 with all these young girls. He's just like, like it. No, it don't look right. It's not the Rod you were.
Well, that Bruce Springsteen.
The Rod you were.
Oh, I do like a bit of Bruce Springsteen. Mum likes
him. Oh, yeah, the boss.
Is he better than Bruce Forsyth?
At what? The quiz show, you know?
They should swap jobs.
He was rubbish on Generation Go. Yeah, front man. That's
I think George Michael might be.
Oh, I think Mick Hucknall will beat George Michael.
What about Elton John?
Is he a front man? Because he sits at the piano, doesn't he? Can you be a front man and sit at the piano?
I think he'd say yes.
I mean, that's why I haven't mentioned anyone who plays guitar, because, I mean, you can't be a front man if you're.
If you've got the instrument.
No, you've got to be up there like Mick Jagger.
Performing,
For me, it's Jacoby Shaddix.
Who's
the lead singer of Papa Roach. Oh. Puts on a very good show.
I think for me, it'd have to be George Michael. That time when I was at Wembley Stadium, sun coming down, and he stood in the
middle. Don't let
sun. No, he didn't sing that. He stood in the middle of Wembley Stadium on a little platform thing.
On a high stool.
Sat on a stool and belted out Careless Whisper with just a man on a saxophone, with the whole stadium singing. I'm actually getting goose pimples thinking about the whole stadium singing.
That's because it's cold in here.
And when it finished and he went, and that's what I call a duet. Oh, it was just, it was, his voice was pure as any. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. I want to tell you who was a huge surprise to me when I saw them.
Go on.
My mate wanted to go and I thought, do I want to go? I quite like them. Bon Jovi. Oh, my God, Wembley. He was amazing.
He's taking stick now, though, isn't he? Because his voice has gone.
A bit like
the Whitney Houston thing.
Oh.
My mate Moses loves Bon Jovi.
Oh, he was so good. I was well in it.
There's those things on YouTube of people in the crowd saying, yeah, listen to this, like, you know, and his voice is gone.
That's
but then again, people get old. I mean, people slag them off.
I mean, you think...
He doesn't sound like he did 60 years ago.
No, he's not gonna.
He's not gonna, is he?
Oh,
he's
McCartney,
he's taken up smoking. He can't keep
Paul McCartney doesn't sound great anymore, does he? But is he going to at that age?
But he was good at Glastonbury. I mean, that performance was fantastic. When you think he's 80, I mean, up there, what, 2 3/4 hours or something like that?
We just love him anyway, don't we? So
he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
I think mine's George, yeah, if I've got a pick.
Joel.
But I thoroughly enjoyed
George Formby.
Red. When I went to see that, I was as well. And he sounds just like his songs.
Yeah. And you think about when you're singing and you know, you're belting out these songs night after night, your vocal cords must take a bit of, you know, beating. Jeez.
Tell you who else was surprised by.
You used to see a lot of people,
weren't
you?
I've seen so many people, but this one you won't like. Michael Bublé. He was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I saw him at the...
I might have been a crooning.
I saw him at the Hootenanny.
And funny as well, because he would chat in between songs.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Oh, yeah, he don't take himself too seriously. Yeah. I do like that about him. Like the whole... I remember on Graham Norton when they said about at Christmas there's all these memes of him coming out of his cave. You know, and he just laughed along with it and, you know, took it on... Made jokes about it.
So that's the ones you're not expecting to be great.
Yeah.
Pink was amazing.
Pink puts on a good show.
She spent most of the time in the air on a trampoline.
What?
Do you know what Pink's real name is?
Do I wonder what?
Do you know what her real name is?
No, I don't.
Alicia Moore.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is my cousin's name.
That's her cousin's name.
That's nice.
Not your cousin's
name. I'm niece's.
My cousin.
My favourite niece.
Charming.
Yeah, it's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's a nice name.
It's not a common name, is it? Alicia. No. Especially with Moore at the end as well.
That's a pretty name. Not like my blooming name.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Could be Maureen. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
All right, Moore.
Yeah.
Could be a lot better, though.
Could be a lot better.
Hope Maureen's listening.
Yeah. Welcome, Maureen, if you're listening.
Hello, Maure.
Well, we went a bit off. So yeah. You haven't said, Dave, you're the only one that hasn't said who your favourite front man is.
I don't even get past Elvis Presley, really, as a front man.
I'm
not talking about fat Elvis in Vegas. I'm talking about, you know,
thin Elvis.
Proper Elvis.
I wish I liked Elvis.
What about Cliff Richard?
Oh, I can't bear that man.
Cliff Richard was good up to about 1961.
I loved
Godwin
went... Summer Holiday. I liked that sort of thing. I did like all that, but I didn't like Christmas time, all that. Yeah. You know, all this swaying.
You could see a swaying here.
I'm doing my
She's like, she looks like
one of the Millennium Prayer.
Oh, that was awfulness.
I feel like Cliff Richard and Philip Schofield are the same
person. No, absolutely not.
I feel like they're the same person.
Absolutely not. That's a big insult to old Phil.
Old Phil. I can't watch him.
What about the 80s boys,
Tony Hadley and...
Oh, I quite like it.
Simon
Le Bon. See, now that Tony Hadley and the rest of them, they all don't talk no more, do they?
Oh, don't they?
Did you not know that? No, they had a big falling out. That's why when there was a get-together of that group, Tony Hadley went there and refused.
Where can you have them without him?
Yeah.
Well, that's like when Five got back together and there's only three of them.
It's Club Seven.
Yeah, they're desperate for money.
What about Robbie Williams?
Do you know what? I tried to like him, and I don't like him.
I've never really liked him, but he can certainly.
I wasn't even
into
take that.
That's surprising.
That is surprising.
That is surprising.
They're made for you.
I like a few of their socks.
What about Boyzone?
No,
same thing.
Like
isn't it? What was that? Sheep.
I know what you mean, man. Ronan Keating. It's Ronan Keating, yeah.
He put me on.
He sounds a bit like Ted when he does the 90s singing. Everybody in 90s sings like this.
It was too heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll get sideways. Yeah, just
sing up there.
Burn a curse. I couldn't get past all that.
Oh, good.
I preferred. What's the ones that will stand up? Sit on the stool and they'll go.
Westlife.
But now I saw them in concert, they were really good.
No, yeah, I didn't mind them.
I used to ring my mum on the songs that she liked of different people. I'd ring her and have my phone in the air so she could listen to it.
I was obsessed with a song recently called, can't remember the name, Shawn Mendes. Medication, I think it was called, or something like that. I did it on karaoke. Anyway, my friend Jess, who I worked with at the time, she went to his concert. And she held up, and this song sort of builds and builds and builds to a big crescendo, a big kind of, you know the one I scream out, Dave, that hurts everyone's ears when I'm
karaoke?
That's
all of them, then.
Yeah. She rung me and held...
That's what I used to do.
And then she hung up just as it was getting to the crescendo, yeah. She done it on purpose, I'm sure she did. But yeah, proper bitch. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We are on the... Yeah, I don't know. Dave just did a point.
Really,
Dave just pointed.
Now, what it is, we've got to do the draw for the first match of the second round, haven't we, at the end of this episode?
Oh, that's right, yep.
And the cards are actually downstairs.
Schoolboy.
Well, so without making sure everything was...
He was trying to be all discreet about it.
Yeah, he was, but everyone just stopped.
Before we get off the subject of the singers, though, but for Mick Jagger, I mean... Mick Jagger, you sort of see him now, and it's all a bit pathetic now, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, I don't.
But when you see him, like, actually in the 60s and early 70s, he was really good. I mean, he was a fantastic lead singer.
Yeah,
and he influenced a lot. I'll tell you one I can't stand, James Brown.
Oh, I watched
I feel good.
Oh, I quite like him.
it's just tries too hard.
There's a clip I came across of Eddie Murphy. Doing stand-up in his, like, leather, you know, outfit that he did. And he was doing a James Brown impression, and, man, it was so funny. It was so funny. He was doing, like, he's got his own language. He says, "Huh!" after everything. He's like, "Ah, this needs something else." He's just laying in bed one night, and he says, "Huh! Yeah, that's it. I got it.
I saw Jim Carrey do an Elvis impersonation that was Elvis.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic, yeah, you'll believe it.
Well, there's... When
I saw it recently, actually.
Jim Carrey does early stand-up. He's quite young on it.
He does a lot of impressions.
Yeah, he does Jack Nicholson with the eyebrows. How he does it is amazing. And then James Dean as well.
Yeah.
Where he just purses his face up like... It's really clever, really clever. But then I've seen him do it again where he's done Clint Eastwood. He does Clint Eastwood and he goes, "Right, now I'm going to do someone else." And he does Clint Eastwood again. He's like, "They're all the same. It's just the same face." Yeah. So frontman Dave, any...
I've got to mention Frank Sinatra because I think
he's amazing,
great.
Isn't he? Yeah.
But I think Jagger, Presley.
Kurt Cobain.
Nah, not for me. I've never really into Nirvana.
Oh, never mind. Was a
there must be someone else out there I haven't thought of.
Yeah, there's definitely.
I'm not keen on Bono.
Yeah, I mean, I do like.
He's always been a bit of a hanger on, hasn't he?
Hanger on.
When you see all the. He was always there, wasn't he? Like when it was Feed the World, then with Bono, he was always there.
Yeah.
But not really there like the rest of them.
Yeah, he's like...
That's how I saw
him. He's like when you used to go out to play and somebody had to bring their little brother.
Yeah, he's there, like, but he's not the main one, but he's just there.
Play nicely, your mum used to say.
Get down your own name.
Yeah, I know your parents.
That's how I feel about him.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Is that what his real name is?
Ubono. No, I don't.
I think it might be.
Elise Moore.
Elise...
think it might be Paul Hewson. Something like that, anyway. Paul Hewson.
What about myself, Bono, then?
Sting was Gordon's son, wasn't he?
He's called what?
Golden Summer.
Golden? Is that Sting's name?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so
Sting, yeah. I forgot about him.
Only their friends call them by their real names, you know. So you get to know Bono, you start calling him Bono. Don't call me Bono, my name's Paul.
No, surely they call him by their real name, is their problem, mate?
I don't know. Well, even Paul McCartney's James, isn't he?
I suppose if you...
Is he?
He's James Paul McCartney, yeah. But he calls himself Paul, as if... More cool, I suppose. Yeah.
Well.
At least it was one of his names, though. He's one of his own names.
Billy Fury was Ron Wycherley. Well, Judy Garland was Frances Gum.
Was she? I didn't know that.
Well, I was watching Always Sunny podcast, and they said John Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Marion Morrison.
Yeah.
Diana Dawes, do you know why she changed her name?
No.
Because she was Diana Fluck.
No, you can't have that.
With an L in the middle. Diana Fluck.
That's a talking point, though, isn't it? If I should know.
Yeah, geez.
No. Oh, that'd be my worst. That'd be my luck, that would. To my surname to be Fluck.
Yeah.
Calling Fluck.
Terrible name, isn't it?
Can't get any worse than that, can you?
Yeah. There's loads of them.
Yeah. I mean, you can understand.
Priscilla White.
Elton, everyone knows them too, don't they?
Yeah, Reg White. Yeah, his cousin or his uncle. He broke his leg in the 1959 Cup final. You know, Roy Dwight. His name was.
Just a little fact there.
Yeah, good facts.
I was going to press it, but I won't.
The man that commentates the football.
John Watson. Yeah, and Dickie Davies.
Yeah, two absolute icons of the game.
Shame.
Yeah, his old sheep.
Yeah, the one where he's that clip where he's in the snow.
Yeah.
Standing about a foot of snow with his sheepskin coat on. That's a classic.
Yeah, he's the voice of football. Yeah, 77.
Dickie Davies is a lot older.
Yeah, I was watching. I suppose if you're not into football, you don't know these people. But
there is a Dickie Davies story that's quite rude.
They are commentators.
Do you want me to tell Dickie Davies?
Yeah, go on.
It's
quite rude.
I was going to say, we want to know it now.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, he was the front man of World of Sport, so there'd be a bit of wrestling, a bit of racing.
Yeah.
And then they'd, when the wrestling had finished, they'd then go to the football scores. And that day, there was a lot of FA Cup games. And what he was supposed to have said was, whatever was on finish, the racing finished, and he come back to him and he tried to say, and now we're going to concentrate on the cup soccer.
All right.
But what he did say was, now we're going to concentrate on the cock soccer. And that is true.
I thought it was
on YouTube. Yeah.
Because I say things wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've seen the clip. It's definitely true.
Where you say...
Whether it's still on there now, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you... You can't come back from that, can you? You can't undo it. It's there.
What did you say after it? Oh.
Yeah. You tripped yourself up there.
But it's funny when you do... They do say things. Even Jeff does it all the time. You say the wrong word.
Jeff Sterling, yeah.
I mean, I've noticed when we have a podcast where it's just me on my own, I'll listen to it afterwards and I'll say something and just the wrong word. Yeah. You think you're saying one word. And why did I say that, you know?
Oh, it's so many times. Well,
I don't need it.
Why did I say that?
Yes, I mean, it's, I don't know, strange.
Yeah, you think that you couldn't get that story wrong. You couldn't because you planned it, whatever.
Well, I tried to say the joke last time that... thing he said, the hand grenade one, got it all totally wrong.
Yeah, everyone's went. Oh, Dave's off. He's going to get the
That's what I said afterwards. Listen to it on YouTube. So I've said it wrong.
I've said the joke completely wrong. Sorry about that. I'm going to really annoy Dave now.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to press diary. Just as he comes,
left a leg up the stairs.
Just as he comes up and says, "Oh, I think he's got a quiz going as well." Mind you, we did a question.
We ain't got time.
I know we've run out of time.
There's all that talking.
How exciting is this? And now time for. He ain't got his headphones on, he doesn't know. Should we do it again? It's time for...
Diary!
All out of breath.
Yeah. Give him a bit of time.
I'm asthmatic, you know. Right, it's Sunday, the 23rd of February, 1975. Go for a drink in the Prince of Wales at lunchtime. This is the Prince of Wales in Plumstead Common Road.
I think you drink South every London. Day.
Absolutely, yeah.
With Jackie, go back to her place for dinner. Then go back to my house for a couple of minutes. Go to pictures at Elephant Castle. See.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry.
Okay.
It's a film with Susan George, who's an English actress, but this one's set in America. It's about two blokes and her, and they go on like a Bonnie and Clyde killing people. They do robberies and that, you know, and I think they get done in the end. Then go for a drink in the Charlie Chaplin as a pub in the Elephant Castle. Afterwards, go for a Wimpy.
Oh,
another one.
Yeah.
We have that last time.
Put Jackie on a 53, then get a bus home. And a little postscript at the bottom. Really great weekend.
Oh.
Diary.
Going on.
A lot of whippy going on.
I was young. You could do that back in them days, couldn't you?
You still do it now.
You do it now.
Yeah, I drink weekends now. I have a bottle of wine a weekend, so I'll have half of the bottle with me like Friday or Saturday, then the other half.
Red or white? Red or white? Red or white? Red or white? Red or
white? White, because red makes me dream.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that. If I've opened a bottle of wine, which isn't very often, but if I'm going to, it's a rosé. If I've opened that, I don't put it back in the fridge for the next... That bottle's gone.
You don't even use your glass, do you?
It's discipline.
You just drink from the bottle.
Well, I just find two glasses...
Get straw.
Like, two, three glasses, and it's gone. You don't even know you've drunk a bottle. You don't even know that it's
Well,
gone.
You do, because the bottle's empty. Like,
oh. But I have someone with an eagle eye looking at me disapprovingly, burning a hole in the side of my head as I'm drinking it. She don't drink. Oh, seriously.
Oh, is this the lady next door?
Yeah. she's gone on the snowballs lately.
Oh, I had one the other day, because I thought, I'm just going to try
What's in
one.
A snowball?
Avocado
drink with lemonade.
And lemonade, isn't it?
Oh, it was lovely. It was really nice and smooth. Oh, it was nice.
I can't remember the last time I had a pint of Guinness.
Oh, you said that last time. You're
Dad,
desperate,
you need
aren't you?
To have a Guinness.
Should we go to the pub after this?
Go and have a Guinness.
You can't get a Guinness on tap.
But we are going away on Wednesday for two nights.
Well, you say we.
I'll be definitely having a pint of Guinness.
Well, make sure you have a Guinness.
I will have Guinness.
Yeah, send us a picture of it.
I've got two restaurants booked online, one for Wednesday, one Thursday, and I'm definitely going for a pint of Guinness.
And where are you going?
Broadstairs. The Yarrow Hotel. Yarrow.
Can't do that anymore.
I've got all the blooming Roald Dahl books. They're republishing them, wouldn't they? And changing the words.
I mean,
have you ever heard anything so ridiculous?
How many people do you know that you knew in school who were called the fat kid or the smelly kid
or the ginger kid,
whatever? And then you meet them later on, and the fat kid's got himself in shape because he's sick of people saying that to him. The kid who smells is selling aftershave. You know, the ginger kid.
That kid who smells, we call him Dirt Box.
That's what I mean. Is
it's just
it's character building. Do you think Russell Brand, Lady Gaga, these people would have been where they are if they weren't bullied as a kid? It's all about that gives you the.
Oh, shut up, Bob. That's silly.
It's the piece that gives you whiz.
Yeah, you got to take it.
But you can even read them books about being bullied. I weren't bullied at school, but I loved all them books and didn't care less about fat and all that. And mind you, I weren't fat then.
Can't surprise me. They're the same as Dickens and Shakespeare and that.
Oh,
it
would be awful.
Right, okay.
On that note.
Yeah, on that cheery note. Catherine Ryan, Joe Wilkinson.
Oh, no, I'm going with.
Go on then.
Am I going first?
Might as well.
Oh, Catherine Ryan. Catherine
Ryan.
Yeah, did my voice.
I'm going to go Joe Wilkinson.
Oh.
just because his stand up isn't as good. But
yeah, think about this.
I've
though.
Definitely
this one to draw because I can't decide. So it'll be one all. They're both going through. So 33 in the next.
I've
round.
Definitely got more laughs out of Joe Wilkinson than Catherine. Okay, Brown.
Joe.
Whoa! You're
Joe's gone. So I voted with my hands. Catherine Ryan is better than Joe.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She's got
definitely.
More strings to her bow.
Right, okay.
And she's better looking.
I don't know, Joe Wilkinson without hair.
Humpty Dumpty.
Wow, okay, that was...
That's funny, because she's gone through. I wonder, and I can easily check up, and I'll have the information next episode, how many women there are in her 30s.
That's a good question.
I don't think there's many.
Dawn French is in there. And
they do say...
Did Victoria Wood go through?
I can't remember. No, depends probably. Who you're up against. But, well,
Oh, you but oh. Well,
oh, yeah, the ball's not there. The ball's
there. Every time I look down there.
That's it. That is the end of the first round. Well done, Pauline.
Thanks ever so much.
Thanks, Dave.
There's been a lot of COVID. Right. There's been a lot of illness.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of...
There's been a lot of Beatles. There's been a lot... but, yeah, that's it. That's the end of the first round. It's gone all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm quite pleased with the people that have gone, that I remember that have gone through. It's been such a long time.
I should say, we are going to do an honourable mentions, but we're going to do it at the end of the second round, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got to move on with it now.
Yeah, yeah, we've got to get going. Yeah. And it'll be a honourable mentions. All of us will pick five people or groups or whatever we would have had on the list, our own list. And then we'll just have one episode where we discuss those five people and sort of bounce.
Where you tell me how crap mine are.
Yeah.
Well, I've given them a shuffle now, and I'm going to pick the first one out.
Do the shuffle. Exciting! I've got a new intro for the second round, so
I'm not
look forward to it.
That.
It starts like this.
Not
hey, baby. Take a walk on the wild side. Right, we're going to do the draw. Oh, hello, she's drawn one out.
You'll look forward to this one.
I can't wait. First,
hey, let me look at mine first.
The first bout of round two, season four.
Is yours UK or US?
UK.
Will be...
Mine's Uruguayan.
Who? What?
Mine's American.
Oh.
Shall I tell you mine is?
Go, Dave.
Steve Martin.
Oh.
Versus...
Ricky Gervais.
Whoa! Hello! Wow, okay. Gervais versus Martin. Well, that's, okay, cool. We'll see you in the second round. And thanks for joining us for the first one and surviving it like we did. Any last words, Dave?
No.